Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed. Welcome on into our Thursday special edition of Sports Talk. Every Thursday at the Treasure Chest Casino. It is November the 14th. We're heading into week 11 of the NFL season. Starting tonight, Thursday night football, Philadelphia Eagles, Washington Commanders, a nice NFC East battle. The two lead dogs in that division should be a good one. Looking forward to seeing that one. And also, going to get into this hour some talk about the upcoming bout. Friday night, Tyson versus Jake Paul. That's a 7 o'clock start on Netflix, but shoot, with all the other cards going on beforehand, that Tyson-Paul match will probably be around, what, 11 p.m.?
I bet it don't last long.
Yeah, it's an interesting matchup, and you got to wonder, is it more for show, or is this really legit? The age difference, obviously, between the two is a huge discrepancy.
Think about Mike. He hasn't fought since 2005.
Wild, right.
And then now you... going up against a YouTuber, you know, and he's been in mixed martial arts. He's been a boxer. I think he's 10-1 in the boxing matches he's had. So
yeah, I always thought
it's Jake interesting.
I always thought Jake Paul was a joke, but it seems he's a legit boxer.
Yeah, depending on who he's up against.
Right. So it'll be interesting.
That legit part. But, man, now I've seen Mike train a little bit. I don't know how long Mike can go in a match. But
all he needs is that one shot.
If he catch you with that one shot, it's over with.
Lights out.
But think about, man, he hasn't fought since 2005. And in the 80s, he in early 90s, he was something. He was remarkable,
right,
in that time frame. And then like a lot of boxers, he got comfortable in life.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it started to peel away.
We kind of talked about it, too, because I was trying to track down a guest to talk about this. We're going to be having ESPN boxing insider Mike Coppinger on. But most things nowadays, Mike, it's all the MMA, or we even had the bare-knuckle fighting guest on a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Boxing as a sport as a whole just really is not in the mainstream anymore.
No, not like when I was growing up. I mean, that was big. You had that Friday night boxing you could watch. Ali had a lot of his fights.
And I've heard the stories of the great bouts in the Superdome even.
Yeah, and so, we went through that period. I don't know in my lifetime that'll return. It may return in somebody else's lifetime, but the MMA stuff has really taken over.
Right.
Completely. And every once in a while, you get a nice boxing match, but it's few and far between today.
Yeah, that heavyweight champion is not as revered as it once was. I remember it was such
a
big deal.
That was the thing. Heavyweight champs.
Making their appearances everywhere, too, talk show circuit, all that, and it's just not there now.
No. You couldn't tell you who's the heavyweight champion of the world.
Right. It's sad.
Okay, most people, they got no clue of what it is. So, I remember, if it was Johnny Carson or Dick Cavett show, and whatever, the late night stuff, you would see those guys on there, but not anymore, Steve. Times changed. It's all the MMA guys, and they famous too.
Getting into the WWL boxing ring on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We got Jimmy on the line. What you got for us today, Jimmy?
Hey, y'all. Hey, look, real quick, it's going to be a great weekend. I hope LSU football bounces back. I'm looking at the secondary market here, guys. You know, tomorrow night the Pelicans play Jokic. Tickets are like $4. Of course, LeBron James is coming Saturday. Tickets are like $40. And I'm looking at the Jabu Winston, the Jabu Bowl, as they're calling it. You're looking at Saints tickets right now for $15. Now, they're a lot cheaper than last week. Seemed like all the Falcons fans that drove in from Atlanta bought tickets and kind of spiked the price. But, yeah, you can get a ticket to the Saints-Browns game for $15 right now. And look, I know I'm bringing up the Pelicans. They got a couple big marquee players coming into town. We're totally depleted. Answer me this, guys. Okay, so Summer League. Carlo Mackovich was like the best player in the Summer League in Vegas. And he's gotten the deep six during this, you know, total decimation of the roster. I thought even with the Zion injury, I'm like, okay, finally we're going to see Carlo Mackovich maybe play because he's kind of a front court guy. Even Jameis and some other guys that were in the training camps and the summer leagues, explain to me why Willie Green or the administration or David Griffin is getting guys off the street. Now, I do think the Boston kids worked out, but it's small ball. Everyone's 6'4" or under besides Brandon Ingram out there. And, of course, yes, the injuries are hard to you know, get over. But explain to me, guys, why we haven't seen Carlo Mackovich and a few of the other guys that were deep on the bench that just have been bypassed by guys that got off the street 10 days ago, you know?
I think it's Willie's style. This is what he wants to run. I think before the season you could see – Jimmy, that's what he wanted. He wanted to play small ball, hit the three-point shot. But then once your team got depleted,
decimated, right?
You can't change anything right now. That's what you want to run. And I think no matter what, you're going to still be deep on the bench because I think he wants shooters. He wants to play this small ball brand of basketball, which you see not only with the Pelicans but other places – but they always had a big man that could kind of take care of the middle. And, you know, and I just think about, you know, Mise, of his development
early
a lot
on, right?
Quicker than anybody would have imagined. And I remember we had Jen Hale on maybe 2 weeks before the season, and she had talked to the coaches, and they had said, that guy is much farther along than most people think. And we're seeing it in front of our very eyes. But, man, when you get torn down like that, it's difficult.
I understand what Jimmy's saying. Obviously, with all this, you know, hits to the roster, you think maybe Mackovich gets a chance. But I guess they feel maybe, to his development, he's still better suited for G League.
Yes, I agree.
You know,
I agree.
So that's there. But, yeah, Jimmy mentioned, too, obviously a big game coming up tomorrow. The Pelicans put out, they're going to be in their new city uniforms tomorrow evening. And it's a NBA Cup game, so the court's going to be all decorated and – obviously, a lot of excitement will be surrounding that matchup, but it's, I guess, the fans, it's hard to get excited when your team is so depleted where your only starter left right now is Brandon Ingram and a bunch of backups and then backups.
The crazy thing is, man, I went to a Lakers game one time, my old buddy Nicky Collins. Yeah. We went out there, and it sounded like the Lakers had a home field advantage. They got as many people there cheering for the Lakers than they had cheering for the Pelicans.
Must be that purple and gold that everybody likes.
Long time Laker fans. You can tell. You know, you can tell. That was sort of weird to me. This is the first time I had seen that. But, yeah, it is. No matter where they play, though, there are Laker fans. There are Celtics fans. No matter where they play.
For sure.
They got those fans that, you know, maybe – Dad and Grandpa were big fans, and then they grew into being that fan.
Right.
Just like you, a fan of the Eagles.
Well, see, I grew up in Giants and Jets country,
yeah,
and my dad was a Cowboys fan.
What?
I know, I'm all over the place.
You better not tell that to A-Bear about that Cowboys stuff.
Well, he just liked them because of Staubach, and he was betting on them, and Staubach won him money.
Oh, okay, listen. I
guess he's more loyal to the gambling of the aspect of it.
God bless him, and I understand perfectly. I was never a Cowboy fan.
Right.
Always a fan of Roger.
Yeah.
Man, his career, unbelievable. You know, my dad got to see him at Navy, and then, you know, he had to sit out those years.
Right.
And then come back, and Captain Comeback he was. He was that.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll be talking about some boxing. The Sweet Science. When we get back, it'll be ESPN Boxing Insider. Mike Coppinger right here on WWL. Be back after this at the Treasure Chest Casino on WWL. Back here on the Sports Talk Edition Thursday at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're getting ready for a weekend of college and NFL football. But first, Friday night, a big one in the boxing ring. Everybody's going to have all eyes at AT&T Stadium in Dallas for Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. For that, we're going to welcome in ESPN Boxing Insider Mike Coppinger to the radio huddle. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great. I'm doing even better that I'm not at the fight in Arlington. So.
Looking at this matchup, I know it's been a big spectacle for at least the sport, but you have a 58-year-old Mike Tyson taking on Jake Paul. What are your take on the game, the matchup, the bout that's going to be taking place? Does Tyson really have a chance against Paul in the ring?
No, not at all. Jake Paul is trying his hardest. He should be able to knock out Mike Tyson whenever he feels like it. I mean, Jake Paul, he's far from a world-class boxer, but he's certainly competent for his level. He's impressed a lot of boxers I've spoken to. Again, for his level, he takes it seriously. This is going to be, I think, his 12th pro fight. Mike Tyson was shot to pieces 20 years ago at 38. So it's hard for me to believe at 58, with 20 years of inactivity, that he presents any sort of real threat. And there's a reason why, when you see the footage of his training, it's always, in three-second bursts. It's always edited.
More about this matchup. You look at Jake Paul, a lot of folks don't know about him except for maybe being a YouTuber, but do you think he has a legitimate boxing career ahead of him?
No, I do not. If we're talking about a legitimate boxing career, no. Can he maybe land a title shot? Yeah, of course, it's boxing. I'm sure he can land a legitimate fight if he wants to, but I don't think anybody would give him any sort of real chance. Well, it takes a couple more years. He got a pretty late start at this. But again, I think he should be proud of what he's accomplished and the level he's at so far, given his experience level.
You look at it and to see how the boxing world has changed so dramatically, growing up in the 70s and 80s, and that was a big thing. World heavyweight champ. And you were the top dog. Now most people, I would say 99% of them, couldn't tell you who's the heavyweight champ of the world. How that has changed and how it has swung so much toward MMA. And it's now just not one generation. We got two generations that have grown up with MMA boxing.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all, actually. I think, we have the heavyweight championship in Saudi Arabia next month between Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk. Tyson Fury is going to make $75 million. Usyk's making $50 million. UFC fighters are making a few million if they're lucky, so... Boxing's still more popular than MMA. The numbers bear that out between what the fighters make, with the ratings on TV, the pay-per-view buys, and all of that. I would agree that UFC is bigger on a week-to-week basis, but the big events in boxing are still much bigger. And I would argue that a lot of people know who Tyson Fury is. Tyson Fury had his own Netflix show. I think the heavyweight division is actually in really good shape now. But is boxing as popular as the 90s? Absolutely not.
Yeah, because I also, how it has changed how you watch it today. It used to be the pay-per-view or HBO. Now they got it on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, look, Netflix has, 282 million worldwide subscribers. They're about, this is their first live sporting event. They've done other exhibitions, but this has, we have two world title fights on the undercard tomorrow night, which Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, they're women, and they headlined and sold out Madison Square Garden. So, that's a great fight. You have a welterweight title fight. I do think boxing's in a healthy spot right now. But, yeah, you're right. HBO was a real brand, and you knew when you were watching HBO boxing that you were getting quality programming. Now it's kind of a free-for-all, right?
Absolutely. Would you expect that this would be kind of five rounds or under in this fight? I can't see it going long.
And to be honest with you, I just don't know if this is more spectacle than it is, fight. This is a 27-year-old man, like you said, against a 58-year-old man, even if that man is Mike Tyson. And there are very untraditional rules being used, right? The heavyweight fights, especially title fights, would be 12 three-minute rounds and 10 ounce gloves. If it wasn't a title fight, it'd be 10 rounds. This is 8 rounds, and it's 2-minute rounds and 14 ounce gloves. And for those listening, 14 ounce gloves means they're basically pillows on your hands. All that extra padding, it softens the blow. So that helps out Tyson a bit, I think. And again, I don't know that Jake Paul is trying to hurt this guy. I think it might be more spectacle. But that's speculation on my part.
Do you think from the boxing standpoint that that is more in tune, maybe away from the United States, where you talked about in Saudi Arabia, where they could pay a tremendous amount of money to get this championship fight, or in Europe? Or is it basically, you think, more centered toward the United States today in the big events?
I do think the United States and Las Vegas in particular is still the capital of boxing and the capital of the fight game. Canelo Alvarez, you know, just made around $40 million, you know, for his fight in September, same amount for his fight in May in Vegas. He's doing big gates. He's done, you know, he's doing eight-figure gates every time he's out there. So boxing's still very healthy, I think, in Las Vegas, especially for Canelo. But, yeah, if you're, you know, a fight like Fury and Usyk might have gone to Wembley Stadium, right, in the years past. Now it's going to Saudi Arabia. So I do think boxing is definitely moving more outside the U.S., but I think the U.S. is still where they're making the most money outside of these big-time Saudi Arabia fights.
Mike, when you look at this matchup, too, for Mike Tyson, obviously money's involved, and that's probably the biggest motivator. But why is he even bothering doing this? He can only, I feel, hurt his legacy.
I think you hit it on the head, right? He's going to make a tremendous amount of money. And I think, from what I've heard, you know, north of $20 million. So this is a guy who has well-documented money problems, right? When I say money problems, I mean a guy that's blown a lot of his vast fortune. I believe he's made over $350 million just from ring purses. And I think, you know, a lot of these athletes, or all of them really, they miss the spotlight. So he's back in the spotlight. He's back in a big event. He's making a lot of money. And I think for Tyson, he just, yeah, I see your point, though. It is tough if you see, you have vision or memory of a man, an athlete, and then you see him there. It kind of does hurt, right?
And we saw Foreman make that comeback, too. You know, after all those years that he hadn't fought, he wasn't this old when he was in the ring. But George had stepped away after, you know, the events with Ali beating him. And then he fought a couple more fights after that. And then and he had stayed out of it for a long period of time. And that was very popular, too, Mike, when George came back to the ring.
Yeah, I mean, look, George, that was an incredible comeback. You know, he knocked out Michael Moore, one of the greatest comebacks in sports history, I would say. And even he was 45, I believe, when he won that title. But he again, had never looked shot. He never looked like he was finished, even when he stepped away because he was kind of upset and, you know, depressed after he lost to Ali. Mike Tyson, I was at his final fight. That was in June of 2005 in D.C. against Kevin McBride. And Tyson lost to a journeyman. I think there's no comparison here. Not to mention, Mike Tyson also has been using a cane in that wheelchair recently, you know, in the last couple of years because he has sciatica. So he might look ripped. He might be ripped. I just have a hard time believing he has sensed any sort of threat.
Mike, definitely appreciate you carving out some time for us. Thank you. And hopefully we get at least entertained Friday night with this bout.
Hopefully. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Coppinger, ESPN Boxing Insider, Tyson versus Jake Paul. Definitely interested to tune in. I'll be watching. Coverage starts 7 p.m. Friday on Netflix. Who knows when they'll get to that final card, though, between Paul and Tyson. Obviously,
I bet it's late.
I would think like 11 midnight.
No, because also, too, to get the people in the Pacific time frame to watch it.
Right.
Because if, what is that, 11 Eastern? Okay, you know, it's 9 o'clock, Pacific time, or 10 o'clock Pacific time? So, yeah, it'll be later.
Oh, get the coffee ready. I guess I'll need it because I can't stay up late anymore.
Well, don't worry. It won't last too long.
That's what I'm hoping.
It won't last long.
We're going to take a break. What hasn't lasted too long, our picks this past week during
Boo.
Our Pick 6 segment. Charlie will break it all down when we get back, and we'll make this week's selections, although I don't know if you want our picks, but we'll give them to you right after this. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino here on Sports Talk. Taking a break and be right back on WWL.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Mike Dettillier. Also, Charlie Long. We're going to be doing our Pick 6 segment, though. Gentlemen, before we get into that, seeing on the social media that Nikola Jokic for the Denver Nuggets listed as questionable for tomorrow's game against the Pelicans for, quote, personal reasons. Maybe the Denver Nuggets feel with this banged-up Birds bunch, why don't you take the night off?
Oh, Miami.
The only thing bad about that, I mean, you're spending good money.
The fans,
really,
right?
Good money as a fan. And you think you're going to see that guy, and you're not, most likely. If that's put out, okay, ahead of time, they basically telling you.
Don't bet on it, right?
That's what it is.
Talking about bet on it, Charlie, what we got with pick six last week, I know it was rough for everyone all around.
Terrible. This is maybe the worst week of pick six we've ever had, guys. it was just awful. And we kind of joked about it, right? Like, We all picked a lot of the same picks for the six games we had, and I think I joked right at the end of last week's segment, just like, oh, this is going to be a tough week. I couldn't have even foreseen this. Mike, Bobby, Steve, 1-5.
Yay!
And yours truly, my second goose egg of the year, guys. 1-6. So Georgia, LSU, that didn't work out. I picked the Ravens, and they got backdoored by the Bengals. I'm never reading a stat on this segment again after what Jamar Chase did last week.
Don't
Commanders
do it, Charlie.
-2.5. That didn't work out because they gave up a touchdown late to the Steelers. The Falcons didn't work out. The Lions, Jared Goff throws 5 interceptions, and, you know, they win by 3, but they don't cover the 3.5. So it was just a nightmare, guys. It was a terrible, terrible week. So resetting the current standings, I'm still in the lead. I have a 31-29 record, Mike.
That's not bad for 2-0-1s.
I know. I mean, shout out to that. Like, that's incredible. I had 2 weeks where I go a combined 0-12, and I still have a winning record. So I'll take it, man. Mike, you're at 29-31. Bobby's at 25-35. Steve, you're at 28-32. So as you kind of mentioned leading into this segment, do not take our picks. We are not very good at this, but it is still fun to do, guys.
And bet against us.
We always try to pick the toughest games and the best games from college football and the NFL action. So, you know, just being batting around 500 is not the worst thing in the world when we're taking into account all these really good games between competitive teams. So starting out with college football, week 12, number 22, LSU opens as 4-point favorites at Florida. Bobby's got the Tigers covering the 4-point spread.
So do I.
Yeah, just the issues at quarterback for the Gators makes me concerned for them having any real shot in this matchup against LSU. I don't know. I don't think they're going to drop 3 in a row either, so give me the Tigers and to cover, obviously.
Man, I want to do it. I really do.
Pick your boy, Billy. Go ahead.
I love Billy.
Billy.
But, you know, if DJ was 100% healthy, DJ right. Lagway ready to go, I'd probably take Florida to cover the 4. Maybe not necessarily win, but LSU would win by like a field goal or something like that. But give me LSU -4 here, guys. I think they win by at least a touchdown. Florida's got too many defensive issues for me to confidently put my bet in Florida +4. So give me LSU. This is a clean sweep, which, as we know, is not a very good sign for the Tigers.
That means bet Florida.
Up next, we got number 25, Tulane, who is 7-point favorites at Navy on the road. Bobby's got Tulane covering that 7-point spread, guys.
So do I.
I am tempted here, but, yeah, I like the way that Summerall's got the green wave going, and I can't go against Tulane. Roll wave, they cover the spread here.
This is bad. This is really bad. Yeah, I mean, I got the green wave, too.
Harvath was healthy, I might think about taking that, but he's not. And so that's why that to me was the deciding factor.
I think you can make a serious argument that Tulane's the best team in the group of five right now. I know Boise's ranked ahead of them, but just the way the Green Wave have been playing, especially since conference play started, you know, you get out of that two-game rut where they lost games, obviously to Kansas State and Oklahoma, and then they take down my Cajuns, and they've been on a roll ever since. So give me the Green Wave minus seven. I think it sets up a pretty fun finale against Memphis next week. And Bobby and I were talking about this off air that, you know, maybe you could see Tulane versus Army a couple weeks down the road, and that will be a fun one too. Both teams great. Obviously, moving on, we have an SEC matchup, and this line is crazy, guys. I'm interested to see what you got, and then I'll tell you what Bobby has as well. Number seven, Tennessee at number 12, Georgia. Huge playoff implications here. Georgia opens as 10-point favorites at home after that terrible performance that they had in Oxford against Ole Miss this past weekend. Bobby has Tennessee covering that 10-point spread.
I'm going Georgia.
I'm going to go with the cannon here. I don't like the way what I've seen out of the Dogs and 9.5, even though they are home. Give me the Vols getting those points.
Here's my thing. This feels like a trap. Mike, you feel the same way?
Yep.
That's feels like a trap.
I picked Georgia.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm picking Georgia, too, but it feels like a trap. Because I was looking at this line, I'm like, 10 points? Are we serious here? And then you just feel like Georgia is going to have a bounce-back week. I can't get that. You can obviously move on from that loss to Ole Miss, but you remember what they were able to accomplish in Austin against Texas. This is still a legit Georgia team. They're playing for their playoff hopes at this point because they have two losses already. Give me Georgia minus 10 here. I think they show up in a big way and take
the
down the
thing, too, Charlie, is Nico's injury.
Yep, that is true as well.
That's why this line is inflated. It would never be 10 if Nico was healthy.
Georgia's had issues, or specifically Tennessee's had issues in the first half of games as well. So if Georgia kind of jumps out to that early lead, which they could potentially do here, I think it's going to be hard for Tennessee to really fight back against that Georgia defense. Moving on to NFL Week 11, guys. We got Thursday Night Football.
Here.
Commanders at the Eagles. Philadelphia opens as 4-point favorites at home.
Eagles.
Yeah, I like the Eagles at home to cover that 4 points. I think we're in for, hopefully, an exciting matchup. I think we'll see plenty of scoring, but I think Eagles cover that four.
Bobby has the Eagles, and this is the first one I'm going to be different from you guys. Give me the Commanders plus 4 points. I think the Eagles probably win, but I think it's going to be a very close game. I think Jaden keeps it really close. I know that Fangio's defense has been playing pretty damn well, but give me the Commanders plus 4 here, guys. Up next, we're going to Sunday. We got the Browns at the Saints. The Saints 1-point favorites in this one.
It better be the Saints, Charlie. I can't see Jameis Winston coming away with a victory in the Superdome and his return. I don't want to see that, I should say. And I'm going to believe in the Riz factor until it's not. So give me the Saints, given the 1 point.
Bobby's got the Saints as well. And if I didn't mention, Bobby has the Eagles. I'll go.
Go ahead.
I don't like this matchup.
Go ahead.
I'll go Browns plus 1.
Browns.
Wow.
I don't like the matchup.
That defense scares you guys?
Miles Garrett scares me.
Miles Garrett does. Right. And that secondary does.
Yeah, Denzel Ward is
both
is
defensive
one of the,
ends are actually pretty lethal.
Right. I don't like the matchup for the Saints. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I saw a stat as well about, you know, the interim coaches that they get off to a good start and then it kind of
I saw that
from
too.
There.
I'm just hoping for some of those, as Mike would say, lollipop throws from Jameis.
Well, you're going to get that, but is Derek going to give you one right back?
Yeah.
You see that? They look they similar to one another. I'm telling you,
Steve. I know that you and you and Jeff are going to have the pre-game show, but
yes.
I mean that's a big mismatch. Is some of the pieces in the Browns secondary versus this receiving core right now for the Saints.
What's amazing though, they haven't been able to. They've gotten the pressure, they've gotten the sacks, but they're not generating turnovers.
That's the crazy part,
right?
That you're getting two of the three elements, but you're not getting the turnovers in that part and. Man, if they had a healthy Nick Chubb, then I wouldn't have had to think about it.
He scares me too, right.
But he's not the same Nick. But the way this team has not stopped the run, if I'm the Browns, man, I give them a fistful of that and the Joku.
Split decision
here,
guys.
The Saints have not been able to cover the tight end at all.
He's scary too, right.
Bobby and Steve have the Saints. Mike and I have the Browns in that matchup. And then finally, the best game of the weekend, the Chiefs at the Bills. Buffalo opens as 2-point favorites at home over the undefeated Chiefs. Bobby's got the Bills minus 2. He thinks this is finally the spot where the Chiefs trip up.
Me too. Bills.
You know what? I can't go against the undefeated team until they are defeated. Let me roll with the Chiefs in Buffalo, even though I do feel they are due. We've seen them escape games miraculously, but Just think that they'll be keyed up, obviously, for this matchup. I'll go with Patrick Mahomes getting 2 points on the road.
Also, too, Kansas City's kicker goes down.
Yes.
Man, and that dude could kick. Man, he was really good, Butker. He was a terrific kicker. So they picked the practice squad guy up from the Jets and got him out there. I know one thing. He can't be as good as him. He can't be as good as Butker.
The Chiefs keep pulling these Houdini acts. Guys, yeah. It's got to stop at some point. I mean, they should have lost last week to Denver, obviously. This is finally the week it ends. I think the Bills pick up this win. 2 points is a really slight margin. It's kind of like a pick-em game at this point. Give me Buffalo -2, maybe the win by a field goal. The Bills finally end the Chiefs' undefeated run.
Well, we got a difference on that. Well, at least I'm different from you guys on that one, so maybe I can make some headway.
No, you don't want to bet against Mahomes.
I don't.
That's the
deal. Smart play,
and I talk
too,
about
Steve.
That all the time. Man, you bet against him, you ain't making no money. But in this spot, man, they have lived on the edge all year long. On the edge. And eventually you're gonna tumble over.
It reminds me a little bit about Miami in college football. What happened this past weekend against a Georgia Tech team? Now, granted, the Bills are legit, and I think Georgia Tech was a real upset. But Miami all year had been kind of riding on the edge. They had all these double-digit second half deficits that they would come back from, and eventually they finally tripped up. And this feels like one of those games where the Chiefs, they keep playing with fire. They keep having these really tight competitive games. At some point, one of these teams is going to beat them, and who better than one of the class of the AFC squads and the Buffalo Bills at home?
Was it hard for you to pick games this week because it's a lot of tight matchups? The only real blowout that looks, according to odds makers, is Detroit giving 14 to Jacksonville. Other than that, pretty tight games.
No, man, I went back and forth because I almost picked the Steelers-Ravens game as well, and we would have done four games in NFL Week 11, but instead we went with Tulane-Navy. I think that's going to be a fun matchup.
For sure.
But, man, Steelers-Ravens. Man, you watch how bad the Ravens are in the secondary. Oh, my God. They got picked apart. They're still trying to cover Ja'Marr Chase right now. I mean, I don't know. If you pick the Ravens to get to the Super Bowl, you happy about what you see on offense.
Sure.
But, boy, are you disappointed on what you see in the back end.
And you think about that big purple and black squad being, you know, so rough and tough on defense. It hasn't been there.
No. Not on that back end. It hasn't.
That was our Pick 6 segment. We're here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Maybe make a few bets at the game sports book over here where we can keep a tally on some of the money in this matchup. If I was making better picks, I'd be more inclined to do so.
No, I got a partner of mine. He just told me I made him money last week because I was with the Bengals and Ja'Marr over.
Oh, nice.
And so he thanked me for that. He wanted to give me some money. But I'm good. I'm good on that. And I told him keep your money, brother.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to close out this hour of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, I want to remind everyone, today's the final day to register for tickets to the next Saints home game. Sunday against Cleveland in the Caesars Superdome, you can score 2 premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. Open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter for your chance to win tickets to the Saints versus the Browns from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyers of the Saints. And, of course, Saints Radio. Taking a break, we'll come back, get a little Browns perspective from Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot right after this, so stay tuned on WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.